Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance, along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. You can watch us on ESPN2. Listen to us on all the great ESPN stations across the country. ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Trevor Lawrence hurt last night in the Jaguars' loss to the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime, 34-31, a game you saw on ESPN. Status to be determined. We don't know yet about Lawrence's injury. He went number one in the draft a couple of years ago. Number two in that same 21 draft was Zach Wilson, quarterback, New York Jets. Slight difference between the two of them in terms of their current and their future.
One is not like the other.
Yeah, that is an understatement. And The Athletic reported yesterday that there was a conversation in Jets camp about potentially going back to Zach Wilson, but there was apprehension by Wilson to regain or retake the reins as the starting quarterback for the New York Jets out of fear of potential injury, etc. We have never seen, at least to our knowledge, a player that didn't want to play potentially, and in no way, shape, or form am I even coming close to defending Zach Wilson in any way. I will say, there is a part of me that believes the Jets made this bed, and they have to sleep in it. They're wearing shirts a couple of years ago with Mike White. They've hated on Zach Wilson. He's earned
it. Whoa, that's not the organization.
The players.
That's the players in the locker room. Yeah.
Well, it is to me, it's the organization in allowing that. I mean, how do you let your players off the bus wearing that shirt?
You can't control your locker room. Like, as a coaching staff, as an organization, there are a lot of things you can police. You cannot police the locker room. You cannot choose the leaders in the locker room. The locker room chooses the leaders for the football team. And the issue with the quarterback position is that it is a leadership position by nature. And so if Zach Wilson shows himself too immature to handle that responsibility, then you can't expect that the locker room is not going to react. What you witnessed last year with those guys wearing the Mike White t-shirts on the road to play Minnesota was that they didn't believe in and they didn't trust Zach Wilson in that role. They didn't. And for good reason. Remember, Zach Wilson was a guy with multiple turnovers against the New York Jets, took no accountability, zero accountability after having a 4-turnover game against the Jets at the post-game press conference. And so the locker room is going to respond to those types of things. Now, the Jets, as an organization, they've done everything to try to position Zach for a comeback. They bought in Aaron Rodgers, but they didn't quit on Zach. They coddled him throughout the entire offseason. They said they affirmed him. They said they believe in his ability. They want him to get some of the learning from Aaron Rodgers through osmosis and seeing how a Hall of Fame quarterback does it. They believe in the physical gifts, and they think that he can still come around. And guess what? After Aaron Rodgers got hurt, they didn't run out in free agency or they didn't go to trade for somebody to bring in the challenge, Zach. They handed him the reins yet again. This is not a Jets problem. This is a sports character indictment on Zach Wilson. There is no other way to view it. I don't think it was anything that the organization did wrong. I don't think it's anything that the locker room did wrong. The response from Zach Wilson is telling about what kind of person he is as a football player. You can't trust him.
Well, it's a Jets problem because they assessed him wrong when they drafted him. Because
that
should be something that you are pretty sure about is the sports character, the command of the locker room. I mean, I'm sure that the book was out on him in certain degrees in college. You know, this is, I'm assuming, not something that just pops up at the NFL level. These are conversations that you should be having. If you're an organization that's going to take what should be a franchise-altering pick that high in the draft, your quarterback, the most important commodity in sports, you should be turning over every stone, having conversations with anyone in his orbit to find out what he's made up of, not only with the physical gifts, but the mental. And the fact that we're hearing these reports that he might not want to go out there and play, that to me is a big indictment on the New York Jets and their assessment of this person.
Yeah, we're starting to see reasons why Zach Wilson going into his last year at BYU wasn't named a captain. And that was some of the pre-draft talk about Zach Wilson as a leader. Can he handle coming to New York City? Well, I guess we got our answer, and it didn't take three full seasons to figure out that he's not that guy and that he's not long for this job. But here's the thing. Moving forward, I get that he might not want to go back out there because he doesn't want to risk injury knowing that he's probably going to be cut in the offseason. But if you're another NFL team, why do you want to bring Zach Wilson in as a part of the math with your quarterback room?
It's a mess. Wherever you want to point, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. The fact that they even have to go back to him just from an on-field perspective, that he is clearly their best option, is even messier. If you think about Zach Wilson versus Tim Boyle versus Trevor Siemian, Zach Wilson is probably the best chance of winning with that, is crazy.
Think about what a bummer it is that you just had to connect those bouncing dots together. Like that. That those are your three options, and Zach Wilson is potentially.
But that's the part
that Rodgers wants.
But that's the part that's maddening, though, Smalls. The reason why those three are the options is in part because they trusted Zach Wilson.
Yep.
Think about it. So we trusted you enough where we didn't make a trade at the deadline in week 8. We trusted you enough that you could grow into a player that would give us an opportunity to still compete for the playoffs, knowing how good our roster is. And you didn't return that trust in kind by playing well enough. So we were forced to do something different, to make a change for change's sake, because you were that bad. Turns out, Tim Boyle, Trevor Siemian, worse at football than you are. So we've got to revert back to you, and now you don't want to play after the reason why we're in this situation is in part because we trusted you? Who the hell are you? As a matter of fact, if I'm a guy in that locker room, I'm looking at the front office and saying, Joe Douglas, go out and find IK and them Kapali. Can you find him anywhere? Let's call the damn code red on him like we did on Geno Smith in 2015. Let's do that. There's no way in hell that this guy can be okay not being there for his teammates after they've done nothing but be there for him. As a locker room, they've been there for him. As an organization, they've been there for him. The coaching staff has been there for him. And then he's going to sit there and say, well, yeah, I don't want to go out there and play, even though I might be the best option for you guys to win games. The audacity of Zach Wilson is offensive.
I thought about that when I first read these reports that he might not want to play or be reluctant to play because of injury. First, I thought, well, everybody's banged up at this time of the year, and you're the quarterback. You should want the ball. You should want to go out there. You should want to help your team in any way that you can. But then I thought, if I was in that locker room and I got word of this or I heard him saying this, why do I want to play alongside this guy? If I'm an offensive lineman, why am I putting myself in front of this guy and wanting to protect him, knowing that he doesn't want to go out there because he's only thinking about himself and not the team? It's just, I think, a broken situation. When I was at the Jets game, the Dolphins-Jets game on Black Friday, and they had that Hail Mary before halftime, and the Dolphins intercepted it and ran it back for a touchdown, I expected Jets fans to go nuts. They were just absolutely defeated. And I turned to somebody and they said, we are broken. And I think that that is the team as a whole. It's not just the fan base. It's not just the coaching staff. I don't know what, maybe it's in the DNA of the uniform. Once you put that jersey on, you're just a broken person. And that's what I feel like we're seeing right now from Zach Wilson and from this team.
Well, I mean, I guess it goes to show you, unless you have Tom Brady at quarterback, unless you're parachuting him into a situation, you can't microwave a championship. You can't microwave a championship. It's not going to happen. Like, I know people want to point to Matt Stafford and what happened with the Rams a few years ago, but remember, the Rams were in the Super Bowl in 2018 too. Now, they just so happened to be on the losing side, but they kept the core players together, and then they added an upgrade at quarterback from Jared Goff to Matt Stafford. So it feels like a microwave situation, but it really wasn't. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers is the only example that I can think of modern day where you have a microwave championship where you just dropped in a player, one singular player, in a losing situation, a losing organization, and it turned around like that. Aaron Rodgers is not Tom Brady. He's just not. Now, Aaron Rodgers only played 4 snaps this year, and it might be deemed a little bit unfair, but everybody talked all season long about how important it was to have Aaron Rodgers around and how much of a difference he's made in terms of the culture and how much of a difference he's made in Zach Wilson. It's clear and obvious that this is not a different Zach Wilson. They might have put lipstick on a pig for a time, but now the shine is kind of worn off because he's been forced into duty and it hadn't been good. And so looking at it on his face now, I don't know how things get better for the Jets. I'm sitting here joking about it, and I guess I'm laughing to keep Jets fans from crying. But they've lost five straight, and I don't know that they're going to be able to pull out of this nosedive. I mean, think about this. If this team ends up losing out, how on God's green earth could Woody Johnson justify bringing back the general manager, the head coach, and staying pat at the quarterback situation? You just can't. You just can't. I mean, and it is on the board that they can lose pretty much every single game from here on out.
Their head coach, Robert Saleh, reacted to all of these reports yesterday on the Michael Kay Show on our sister station, ESPN New York 98.7. Of course, you hear us on 10:50 a.m. in New York, and had this to say about all of those reports.
Look, I don't know what conversations are had. You know, these young men have a lot of conversations with one another in the locker room, and if somebody expressed that from maybe he, I have no idea. If he had a conversation with his family, I have no idea. But I know the kid is competitive as shit. I know that he has a lot of confidence in himself to go out there and play. I know he wants to play. I know he's been very upset that he has been sat. I know he feels like we would have won the game. You know, and that's his mindset. So I only know what I know. And I know that he wants the ball. I know he's competitive as heck. And I know if he is the guy for Sunday, he'll go compete his tail off, just like the other two would.
Yeah, I think for all parties involved, just send him home. For Zach Wilson, for the Jets, for the players, I agree with what Small said about the organization mischaracterizing and misjudging him. The players obviously don't have the belief in him, and I'm not saying he's done anything to give the players the belief in him. This feels like it needs to end, and the only reason it's continuing is because of Rodgers. And that's truly
reason the Zach Wilson thing is continuing to go on?
Yeah. I mean, did you see the video that went viral yesterday from the Fox broadcast over the weekend of a play call was made on 2nd and 16 or something like that, and Rodgers looked at Zach Wilson, and Zach Wilson looked at Rodgers, and they started laughing. They started laughing when they were down. And I'm not saying it was definitely about a play call, but the timing of it. Kimberly A. Martin tweeted it, our teammate here at ESPN, that she tweeted the quote tweet of it or whatever it was. And it just, I'm sorry. We had Leroy Butler on yesterday. Leroy Butler, we asked him about the idea, former Packer, about the idea of what's different this year with Green Bay, and he said it's not a solo act, it's a band. Rodgers operates a solo act. It's his way. Now, his solo act may have people that support him, Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Nathaniel Hackett, and Zach Wilson is part of, Tim Boyle is part of that. It just, there's so much drama around the Jets, always. Bringing Aaron Rodgers in does not decrease the drama. It increases the drama. Bringing Tom Brady in, as you mentioned, decreases the drama. You said very specifically, you said off of a losing team, you can't microwave a Super Bowl. Denver had a winning team. They bring on Peyton Manning, and they have a Super Bowl. But Peyton Manning brings the culture together. It's a team, and any drama would be out the window.
And it took them years to do that with Peyton Manning.
Right.
And years.
And so the reality is, if you already have a dramatic team, which the Jets have, and you bring in another dramatic person that wants things singularly his way, it's not going to help. The Aaron Rodgers experiment, sad, obviously, sports tragic that he's hurt, has been an utter nightmare. And I'm sorry, the Zach Wilson evolution here has a little bit of Rodgers tied into it. It just does.
It's laughable to call it evolution, right?
Well, I'm saying
de-evolution.
What's the better word? The Zach Wilson story is now tied to Aaron Rodgers. Just like the Jordan Love story is, to his credit, is tied to Aaron Rodgers. But Rodgers,
there are a lot of things, but here's the thing, though, and this is the part that's scary about the Zach Wilson of it all. There are a lot of things that you can fix or coaches believe they can fix. All of these coaches have egos. There's no coach that thinks they can fix a player when a guy says, nope, I don't want to go out there and play, even though the organization wants him to go out there and play.
I think his advisor on this was Vontae Davis, who retired at halftime.
Listen, Zach Wilson has the worst QBR of any QBR qualified quarterback. Okay, you want to blame it on the Jets situation, the offensive line not having any weapons outside of Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall? Fine. Okay, cool. But when you go to the coaching staff, or when you go to guys in the locker room, or you go to people in the organization and say, I am reluctant to go back out there and play when they're asking you to, when they're desperate for competent quarterback play. I don't know that you get up off the mat from that small.
Right, it's over. It's over. For all parties involved, he should
not just with this relationship. I'm talking about Zach Wilson in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you get off the mat from that. Because the Jets ain't the only ones that's talking about. Everybody in the league, guys in locker rooms across the NFL, I'm like, man, did you hear about this dude, Zach Wilson, in New York? He don't even want to go out there and play. Why the hell, if I'm a general manager, do I want to bring that guy into my locker room? Even if it's a backup role, if I got to rely on him in a pinch and know that there's the potential for this dude to say, no, I don't want to play. If it doesn't go his way, no, I don't want to play. Hell no.
One general manager wants him. The general manager's name is Aaron Rodgers. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, presented by Progressive Insurance. Chef Saturday joins us here in studio dancing. Oh, yeah. I like it. I like it. You ever have a teammate ask to not play for non-injury reasons?
No. I have no idea if anybody has ever asked not to play. I'm sure that wasn't made public. But if I'm Zach Wilson, I might be feeling the same way. Y'all putting them on blast for what this dude is doing. But this is if you're Zach Wilson and you're sitting in this chair and they're like, it's all your fault, Zach. Everybody in the – they tried to bench you. They've tried to cut you. They've tried to bring a Hall of Famer in ahead of you. Now they're going to put Boyles in. Boyles isn't working either. Let's put you back in. You're going to love to go jump right back in there behind that offensive line and what they've been doing offensively? Nah. You didn't get to pick the OC. The guy who's the Hall of Fame guy got to pick the OC, right? And so now everybody's asking, no, come back and let's bash you some more about how bad you are and how awful you have, what a bust you've been, all these things, and go, hey, good luck, man. Let's go play, man. We're all here for you. We're all riding with you.
I agree.
No, they're not. They ain't with you, man. They ain't been with you. It's just, come on, man.
But the reason they ain't been with him is because of what happened the first 2 years since he's been here.
There
are some things that Zach Wilson is said at the post-game press conferences that are inexcusable.
That's
like the time they lost to the New England Patriots off a damn punt return, and they asked him, did he feel like he let the team down? The Jets scored 3 points in that game and didn't get a first down in the second half.
Right, I agree. Listen.
And he didn't say that he felt like he let the team down.
Right.
There's a reason why that locker room wore Mike White shirts on the road to play against the Minnesota Vikings.
Agreed.
It's because it was an indictment.
But you're just proving my point more.
No.
So if that, I get it. I'm 100% with you. So the Jets kept him. The Jets kept him this year. All that you're saying, I 100% agree with. So if you're the Jets organization, why do you keep him? And so now you keep him and then put him back on blast and bash him more after your Hall of Famer blows his Achilles in 4 weeks and is going to come back or whatever. And then you go back and ask him to do more. And now you're going to bench him again for Boyles and then put him back in that situation. Like, when you get into that, I 100% agree with you. All that has happened was it. And a lot of it he brought on himself.
No doubt.
100%
on
that.
No doubt.
I am in no disagreement. But if you're Zach Wilson and you're sitting in that chair and you got benched for Boyles and you watch that same offense go out and be trash again for another however many weeks and they're like, hey, man. You want to come on back and try to be the same? We're going to bash you. We're going to blame you. We're going to tell you it's all your fault. You're not good enough again. If you're Zach Wilson, you're like, man, what are you talking about? They should have either moved on and brought in another quarterback, because I do agree with that part. Like, that was the most confusing part to me, is they kept him. So that meant they kept him to develop him.
Sure.
Right? But so now.
And he signed up for that too.
100%.
He signed up for that too.
100%. And then they benched him.
Yeah.
So obviously development's not working, right? Like okay, I don't gel with Hackett like Aaron did. I don't gel with whatever. So maybe Boyles does. I'm gonna go get a start somewhere else. I'm gonna go find a coordinator or find a football team that doesn't have all the issues this one's having. And I'm going to go develop there. I don't think you should be a starter anywhere. I'm not saying any of those things. But, dude, to go stand up and go, hey, it's all your fault. If we had every conversation started after Aaron got hurt, it was, if we had a decent quarterback, the coach gets up there, the players get up there, And you and I both know it, dude. Everybody's dancing around the question, but you and I know everybody blames Zach Wilson for them not being able to compete this year. And then they bench him and then want you to come back.
So hold on. We're sitting here saying, or we're sitting here defending Zach Wilson because we're worried about hurt feelings?
No. I'm telling you, if you're Zach Wilson, why would you want to get back behind that offensive line and behind this offense? All you're doing is digging a bigger hole.
You know why you would do it? Because it's your damn job. Last time I checked, the checks are still clearing. Yeah. You still getting paid, okay, though. So feelings aside, because I get the scapegoat argument with Zach Wilson and not wanting to be put in that position because it's only going to open itself up to more criticism. How do you think the guys on the defensive side of the ball for the Jets feel?
Listen.
How do you think they feel? We're worried about Zach Wilson's feelings. I'm worried about their feelings. If they look at this dude as the best option at quarterback,
you know,
because they've seen Tim Boyle, because they've seen Trevor Siemian.
Let me ask you this, Zach.
If
you're the Jets defensive players, you think you ain't looking at solid going, hey, why didn't you bring Flacco in? Why you bring Trevor Siemian?
I'm looking at them saying,
why are you living on this dude, Zach Wilson?
Why didn't you
by the way, Mike White, we were wearing Mike White shirts. Why didn't you get the message, Saleh? Why didn't you get the message, Jets organization? We didn't want our guy. We didn't want this guy. So if you're the Jets defense, you got all the right in the world to be pissed.
No doubt. You should
have been pissed they didn't go sign Flacco or somebody who could have competed.
No doubt.
You're going to go fall back to Zach Wilson, who couldn't win your game last year, to go win you. If you're that good on defense, you go into that office and go, hey, man, this ain't going to work. This does not work for us. If you're the Jets defense, that's where your problem is. Your problem isn't with Zach Wilson, bro. You knew the dude couldn't cut the mustard. He didn't cut it last year, the year before. You didn't expect him to cut it this year.
Yeah, but I expected him to go out there and play if the organization asked him to be out there.
So go out there and do what? Do what?
To be better than Tim Boyle and to be better than Trevor Siemian.
He hasn't been. They're the exact same. They're all trash, bro. If you're the defense, don't be mad at Zach Wilson because he ain't good enough. Be mad that your team didn't go get a QB, bro. Go get one.
You can't get a QB.
They could have got Flacco.
They bought Flacco in a couple of weeks ago to Cleveland.
They could have gotten somebody that was better than Zach Wilson or Tim Boyles. They could have definitely done that. So if you the defense, you better be upset with that organization. Don't be mad at Zach Wilson knowing he's already
I'm gonna be mad at both.
I'm going to be mad at him 2 years ago when we wore the different shirts and you still didn't get rid of my guy, right? Like, you bring in Aaron Rodgers and keep him and expect him to come out and do something. And listen, Zach Wilson didn't play nearly as bad early on in the season as people were saying.
He
was taking a bunch of nonsense then, right? But at the end of the day, bro, if you're the defense and you're upset, you should be upset of who they're bringing in. That's the facts.
Did the Jets misassess the sports character of Zach Wilson, or did this organization break him?
Both. I mean, I'd say both, right? I think they missed on, you know, you go for the second pick in the draft and you went after this guy, and then but they've contributed to the breaking, right? Like, again, if you understand your organization as a whole and you're in that locker room, and to CeCe's point, man, like, you got dudes wearing another player's shirt, that should tell you everything you need to know, that we're not rallying behind this guy. Like, we may rally behind him for a game, but when you saw your Hall of Fame guy go down four plays into the season and then go, this is the guy we're going to go back and ride, that's on the Jets. I don't care what anybody else said, that, okay, well, they believed in him. Okay. They were wearing his shirt 4 months ago. I mean, you know, they were wearing Mike 4 months ago, man. Like, it didn't change. Like, he didn't all of a sudden walk in that locker room and be like, man, I'm riding with you, man. Like, that is not how it works in the NFL. I'm just letting y'all all know. That ain't how it freaking works. So everybody wasn't like, yeah, let's go behind Zach. Like, they're like, okay, we can tread water until we figure this out. They treaded water, bro, and then they put a whole bunch of freaking weighted vests on them. And we're like, hey, good luck to you. I mean, that's what they did to him.
But Jeff,
and everybody's mad at Zach Wilson, bro. Come on. Like,
I'm with you 1,000%. CC and Spalls know this. But here's the one thing that did change. There's one thing that did change. Rodgers runs the team now. He wants Zach Wilson.
Well, you're going to lose with Zach Wilson. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Isn't that what's different? Shouldn't I assume that another quarterback like Flacco or Kirk Cousins early in the season or any of these, Josh Dobbs, is not there because Rodgers doesn't want them there?
Well, I would hope not, dude.
I don't know how much.
This is what I would say. He was hurt. And CeCe and I, but when you're hurt, dude, you're like in a different land. So it would be hard for me to believe that they're calling him on all of these situations as he's trying to rehab. Like, players get super focused. They get very introverted when they get injured. Like, you're not really part of the team. You get rehab at different times, right? Like, I know he's going into the building, but for me to believe he's getting called on all of those issues, I would be shocked. Like I get the whole conspiracy thought process of he controls the team, and maybe he does to a degree. But at that situation, like, the first calls, the first weeks, I would be really surprised if he was like, hey, yeah, don't bring that guy in. Like you may have them internally, hey, if we bring in Kirk Cousins, is that going to be a problem for Aaron long term for next year? You may have had those kind of – but Aaron himself having that, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine any player being that, you know, having that mentality. Like, you want your – and he believed he was coming back. So you would want to win as many games as you could. So, I put this on the Jets. I mean, like, they've created this drama. Like, they've created – you can think whatever you want. And look, it doesn't make me happy that players are like, hey, I don't want to go play for this guy. But this ain't the first guy, I'm going to tell you, behind closed doors, who have walked into an organization and been like, hey, bro, I ain't going back. Ain't going to happen. Like, you think whatever you want, right? Like, when you've done whatever you've done, like, there's some things that players are like, hands off, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's just – that's the way the business part goes. And I will tell you, if you're Zach Wilson and you know – this does not affect him. His play on the field has already done whatever it's going to do to him from getting another job. Like, it is what it is. But for you, you know, whether he goes and plays or doesn't, the Jets shouldn't be in this situation to begin with.
Jeff, amazing job. We'll see him on Get Up at 8 a.m. Eastern on ESPN.
Let's do this.
Yes.
Continues coming up next on Sports
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
We are Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Hello, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. College Football Playoff Committee made their announcements over the weekend. And Deion Sanders, of course, head coach Colorado, star FSU football player years and years ago and baseball player, was on Good Morning America on ABC yesterday and gave his take on the College Football Playoff Committee's decision.
Coach Norvell did a great job at handling it and speaking his voice. But you got to understand big market football. I mean, you're not going to have a college football playoff without Nick Saban, the godfather, and the Alabama team. It's tough.
So he is supporting, in a roundabout way, FSU out and Alabama in, which I know we have supported as well, conceptually. But he also had the, you know, big market football, godfather, you can't have it in a playoff without Nick Saban, even though last year we actually had a playoff without Nick Saban, although maybe we shouldn't have. I think it is, and that is, it's partially playing the results, but the TCU National Championship game was so bad against Georgia that obviously we would rather seen anybody else in there.
Yeah.
Deion understands who he is.
Yeah.
He's a walking, massive brand and understands that works in this sport.
Yeah, that's all well and good. Now, here's the thing about the TCU-Georgia thing. I mean, TCU did beat Michigan in the semifinal in order to get to the national championship game. So I guess it's hard to say they weren't deserving of being in the college football playoff. But as far as the complaints about FSU not being in the playoff, if you disagree with the committee, then you want the BCS system back in place. Because that's ultimately what you're saying. You're saying we don't want context around the resumes of the teams. If a team goes undefeated in a Power 5 conference, they deserve to be in. That, if you're saying that, then forget about having a committee. Just use a computer, and they'll tell you who the best teams are based on record. Just go with that format rather than having subjectivity and the human element in the process altogether. But we decided a long time ago we didn't like the BCS. We wanted to go with the playoff, and we wanted a committee to decide the best teams on the field. And it's not just going to be about the overall record, but it's going to be about the eye test. And we're going to take in the other factors like injuries to significant key players. And yet, once the committee decided to go down that road, everybody has something to say about them leaving out Florida State. And the part that's absolutely maddening to me, Ev, is that Las Vegas, when asked what would be the odds, what would be the spread of Florida State versus any of these potential teams that are going to be in the college football playoff, they would be two touchdown dogs against Michigan, against Georgia, against Bama, against any of those other schools. Why do we want to see them in the playoff? I get it. It spreads aren't anything. We saw Washington beat Oregon as a double-digit dog, but we also saw Washington beat Oregon in the regular season. I guess my whole point is this. It's clear when watching all of these teams that Florida State, without Jordan Travis, is inferior to the other teams, the Final Four in the college football playoff.
Sure, but if you're Florida State, you're looking at your circumstances and you're saying, I built a winning team. I won out despite losing our star player, and that's still not enough. And you're looking at the SEC and you're saying, okay, so because the conference as a whole is more dynamic and better from top to bottom, that somehow negates what I've accomplished? Because that's really what we're saying. They beat LSU. They beat Florida. They beat the SEC opponents that they had on their schedule. They handled their job. But because we're looking at the ACC from top to bottom and saying that's not as tough of a conference as the SEC, so an SEC team should get in over Florida State, they can't control that. They can only control what they do with their program, and they're being victimized. They're being punished because they had an injury that they can't control, and because the other teams in their conference aren't better than the other teams in the SEC.
Okay, so but based on that, let's think about this logically, historically. All of these college football teams, all these universities agreed to this playoff, right? They had to in majority.
No doubt.
Right. So we're talking about Power 5 conference, which is literally the number 5, and there's 4 playoff spots. So if things went perfectly, someone had to be left out, right? If there was a great team in each of the Power 5, let's just play out. There's an undefeated team in each of the Power 5 conferences. How do you have a 4-team playoff?
You can't.
They agreed to this screw-up system in the first place. Play out the best-case scenario. We have 5 unbelievably dominant teams. Let's project everyone undefeated. FSU's undefeated. Alabama's undefeated. Texas is undefeated. Washington is undefeated. And Michigan is undefeated. We have 5 undefeated conference champions. Power 5 conferences. Based on that logic that everyone wants to use, that, hey, it's an undefeated Power 5 conference champion, if everything goes perfectly and that happens, somebody has to be left out. You designed the system for when things go right for someone to be left out.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we're going to have it. This year is actually the example of things going right. We have an awesome SEC title team in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We have an awesome ACC title team in FSU as we previously knew them, right? We have an awesome, maybe, Big 12 title team in Texas. We have an awesome Washington team that won the Pac-12. We have an awesome Michigan team that won the Big 10. Everything went right. Someone has to be left out. They designed the system for this to happen. So why are we surprised and outraged that this exact thing happened?
But if that scenario played out, you could go to strength of schedule. There could be one determining factor that you could point to. They're looking at the circumstances that are before them, and Alabama has one loss, and they do not. So they're saying we handled our business more than they did, but you're saying that their win over Georgia supersedes their loss to Texas, even though we have done everything within our control.
And their strength of schedule was significantly greater than Florida State's, too. So that there's that with Alabama as well. And they have the single best win of anybody in college football all season because they beat a team up until Saturday that won 29 in a row.
And I will continue to go back to one thing. The ACC did not evolve the way the ACC thought they were going to evolve. The SEC did. The ACC years ago thought, hey, we got Miami and Florida State. We're going to dominate college football forever. We're going to have the best two teams. And that never has happened. I don't believe we have ever seen Miami and Florida State 1-2 in the ACC at any point over the last 20 years. They thought they were going to be the SEC. But the SEC became the SEC, and it's Alabama, and it's Georgia.
The SEC has always been the SEC.
Right, but let me rephrase.
They've always been the SEC.
They've only gotten stronger.
They thought they could match the SEC. In many ways, they thought they could match the SEC, and they did not. Coming up, I'm over it on ESPN Radio.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. I'm over it. With Pat, the producer.
This World Series neutral site, when people clap when the plane lands,
I think it's ridiculous what's happening with names right
now. The analytics crowd.
I'm the Buffalo Bills.
Winter is so much better than summer. People who are bad gift givers.
I'm over it. I'm sick and tired and over it.
We are on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. Pat Costello, our producer, is producing TV today. So Nuno has prevented a microphone to go into our TV studio, so he is not doing I'm Over It, so I got it today. Here we go. Okay, you ready? Things that I'm over. I think hopefully I have some good ones. We'll see.
Okay. Ready.
My family and I are going to a location coming up soon where we don't normally go. My wife reaches out to a friend, asks for restaurant recommendations in that location. Mm-hmm. To go out to dinner with the kids.
Okay.
I'm over people giving restaurant recommendations for chain restaurants.
Mm-mm.
You can't go to a place and be like, and I don't want to name names, but go to blank that everyone, well, of course I know that I can go there. We have those here. When giving restaurant recommendations, you spend time in South Carolina. You spend time in St. Louis. If I ask you for a restaurant recommendation, you can't tell me McDonald's. I know McDonald's. McDonald's is great. I just named names, I guess, but I do love McDonald's. You got to give me the local spot, no?
Absolutely. You're not wrong about this. You're not wrong about this. As much as I might want to disagree with you, people do that, and I don't understand why. Like, it's, we say what's understood ain't got to be said. I know that Del Frisco's and Capital Grill is good.
Yeah,
I don't
we have
need
them
you,
here.
I don't need you to give me that recommendation. I know I can get a great steak at Morton's. I know Ocean Prime. I don't need those recommendations. Give me the spots that I can't find when I do a Google search. Give me those types of places. That's what I'm looking for. Sometimes it happens to be the hole in the wall that might not even have a website. They might not even have a working phone, but you know when to show up and you know the food is going to be damn good at all times. Those are the places I'm looking for, Smalls.
This one's on you guys, though. Because we
what?
All
what? How did this get turned on us?
Because we all know some of our friends have the same type of restaurants that we like and the same vibe when they go out to eat, and others do not. I'm not going to ask for restaurant recommendations for my friend who I know is going to suggest a chain restaurant.
This person stunned me that they suggested
it. Okay, okay. Well,
I don't understand
different.
How that could be flipped on me.
What was the name? What was the restaurant?
I swear. I think she said Chick-fil-A. It's like, we know that Chick-fil-A is like, what?
Chick-fil-A.
I'm out on Chick-fil-A, by the way.
Excuse me.
I'm out.
What?
I'm out.
You're over Chick-fil-A?
I'm out.
Why?
I just, it's something about it doesn't agree with me anymore. I mean, I love the waffle fries and the lemonade. Don't get me wrong.
The Polynesian sauce?
I mean, yeah, and that's what I'm going there for.
Spicy
but like,
chicken
the,
sandwich?
I used to love the sandwich. I used to love the nuggets, but I'm out on Chick-fil-A.
Can
now.
You imagine, though?
I'm out on it.
Let's just say for argument's sake.
I can't believe I got to this place.
T's and P's to you, because every day but Sunday, I would love a Chick-fil-A.
I can't believe I got to this place, Smalls. I'm out.
Can you think about this, though, for a second? You've called football games in your life, right?
Yes.
Let's say, for argument's sake, you got assigned and you got an opportunity to call a Wisconsin football game. And you said to me, hey, I'm going to Madison where I went to school. Give me some restaurant recommendations.
Yes.
And I said, there's a great Chick-fil-A on State Street. You'd want to throw me out the window.
You know what? I would assume in that moment that you don't like me.
I
would assume in that moment that
you
don't
think I do.
I would assume in that moment that you felt like I was the Zach Wilson of unsportsmanlike. I would assume that you don't like me.
No, it's ridiculous.
You're coming to work the next day wearing a Harry Douglas T-shirt. That's what I would assume.
You guys, Pat, the producer, is checking in via text from the control room since he does not have a microphone. He texts into the show, I'm personally insulted by Canty not liking Chick-fil-A. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's why Nuno doesn't have a microphone for him.
Just saying, I can no longer eat Chick-fil-A. It's like it's not even an option for me anymore.
By the way, I got
it's repulsive now.
I have more information.
Repulsive. I'm serious.
Who are you?
I don't understand why.
What is happening to you?
It happened overnight. It was like I went to Chick-fil-A.
Was it one bad time?
It was one bad time. I went to Chick-fil-A. I got a chicken sandwich.
Did you get food poisoning or something?
It didn't work out for me.
Javonte,
we don't have to get into too many details, Javonte. I would just say this. It was an experience that I never want to relive again, which is why I'm staying away from Chick-fil-A altogether. Except if somebody got some lemonade or waffle fries from Chick-fil-A. I still rock with that.
Okay.
Still rock with that.
By the way, my wife just texted me. The other recommendation was Chick-fil-A and Chipotle.
No.
I mean, come on.
They don't like you. That person doesn't like you.
Yeah.
That person doesn't like you.
Are they punking?
They don't like you.
I thought for the last 20 years this was one of my closest friends.
They did a great job of hiding it. They did a great job of hiding it.
I'm glad I know this now. Okay, next one, I'm over. Speeding. But when I say this, it's basically how come I've gotten a ticket for going like 40 and a 30, and you drive in the mornings, and I'm sure this has happened to you guys at different points.
There's nobody on the road.
There's nobody on the road, and you have drag racing, and they don't get pulled over. There was somebody this morning that drove at least 100 miles per hour next to me, and I'm like, I don't understand. Outside of this studio, I got a 40 and a 30. I got a ticket.
You got the camera ticket, though, right? Yeah, exactly.
But why don't cops pull over people that are going 100 miles per hour? I'm sorry. I don't understand that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the person going 100 miles an hour is going to get a ticket from the New York City DOT.
I hope so.
Yeah, in the mail from the camera. They're going to get a ticket. It's just
but
that you don't
dangerous.
Know that.
It's dangerous
Evan,
on the road,
why
though.
Are you snitching?
I don't know who the person was.
Yeah, he like.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. He's like.
All right, my last.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. What about what they're doing?
Yeah, 100%.
That is a big case of whataboutism.
Come on. Why are we
whataboutism?
Listen, I'm not supporting speeding, but I'm just saying. Yeah. You worry about you. You don't point fingers
exactly.
at others.
But you're pointing at me.
I am pointing at you.
Well, I'm going to point right back at you with a pen in my hand. My last one for I'm over. When people say no pun intended, isn't there always a pun intended when you're saying no pun intended because you're acknowledging the pun?
Yeah, of course. That's the whole point of it.
Not all the time. Not all the time. And I feel like I'm being attacked right now because it's one of my favorite phrases, no pun intended.
Oh, I didn't even – I swear to God, I never thought of you once when I
– No, but I think there are some times where it might come off as a pun, but there would be a lack of a better term, so you have to say it the way you say it, and it feels like a pun, but the person's saying that it's not intended.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying I don't think there's a such thing.
Acknowledging the pun doesn't mean that it was always intended.
Mm. means that there's always a pun. I want to go back to one thing you said about the restaurant. The hole in the wall, not even hole in the wall, the restaurant you can't find online.
Yes.
It's such an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Where you can't find the menu online.
Yes. Or that, there's a secret menu.
Yeah.
Love those places.
Okay, tell me about this, because I haven't had a secret.
Knock twice, you can go.
Because there's a restaurant in New York City. I've gone to the website a bunch. I'm like, oh, I'd love to go there. And they don't have the menu online.
That means they turn it over a lot.
Yeah.
But that's amazing.
There's a place in South Carolina. It's called the Sea Shack. It's on Hilton Head Island.
Okay.
Amazing food. You go online, there's a menu, but their menu is nothing like what's online. It actually is better because they do things seasonally down there. It's unbelievable food. It might cost you $20 to get a plate. It's phenomenal. It's better than any five-star restaurant that you would have in the low country. It's that damn good.
Ooh, I want to go.
The Sea Shack.
See, Canty gives a recommendation. I know I can trust him and his food takes. You were going to Chicago. I said, I've got a spot for you.
You did.
You know, and now you know you can trust my food recommendation.
No, she had a spot for me, and the restaurant was run by a chef that won Top Chef.
My friend Joe Flam.
And he gave me a table by the kitchen. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Phenomenal.
I didn't even get that.
Phenomenal. The table by the kitchen. Unbelievable.
But now you know you can't go to this friend for recommendations. Nah, they did not pass the vibe check.
Nah.
Very disappointed about all of this.
Give this friend a side eye, man. You can't trust this. Matter of fact, let's just stop using the label friend, because this person is not your friend. This is not your friend.
It's going to change my life, though, if they're actually not my friend.
They're not your friend.
That's the problem.
They're not your friend.
I can't believe Joe gave you the table by the...
The kitchen?
The kitchen.
It was great food. It's great food. All the recommendations you gave me were great, by the way.
Nice.
Phenomenal.
We are on Sportsman, like on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm miserable because I lost friends during... How did this happen where I lost friends? I don't understand it. Well, I feel like Zach Wilson.
Canty lost Chick-fil-A, so that might
be
worse.
Zach Wilson never had any Aaron friends
Rodgers.
In the locker
room. Aaron Rodgers.
We're still buddies on the sidelines.
At some point, like Aaron Rodgers has to disassociate himself from Zach Wilson, right? Or maybe Zach Wilson has to disassociate himself from Aaron Rodgers?
Why would Aaron Rodgers do that? Because Zach Wilson's failure only makes him look better.
Does it?
Well, I think so, because then he's setting up the scene up for him to come back and be the hero yet again.
I feel like the Jets are going to be disassociating themselves with both of those quarterbacks sooner rather than later.
Ooh, interesting. You remember before the 2021 NFL draft, there was a debate as to who should go number one. That Trevor Lawrence had all these great years at Clemson, and there were actually people that thought Zach Wilson should go number one. Yeah, I think right now you'd rather have Trevor Lawrence. Right this second. We'll explain why that's interesting.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Canty, and Michelle.